Good morning. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to Friday. It's always good to get the day right, particularly when it's the eve of a long weekend, which many will be looking forward to. So we can look forward to a slightly softer start for the ASX 200 on Friday, bearing in mind that the share market is up by around 4% in week-to-date terms. SPY futures are pointing to a loss of around 0.25%. The contract finished down by around 14 points in after-hours trade. And that reflects a session where we tended to see Northern Hemisphere equity markets a little bit weaker overnight. Nothing sinister in terms of the catalyst, just a reflection of the recent improvements. If you if you wanted to make a case for the fact that there are some important employment figures coming out of the US tonight, so under those circumstances the incentive was limited in terms of pushing the market higher. You can see here with the chart of the S&P 500, it started out in negative territory, stuck its head above the parapet, just didn't have the mettle to continue to press its claims on the gains side of things, and ended with a modest loss down by around 0.33%. Tech stocks, which have tended to outperform, were the leading decliners. The NASDAQ down by about 0.33%. The Dow just managing to scrape into positive territory. So it was a reasonably busy night overnight for US markets in terms of news. There were some figures in relation to imports and exports for April. And as you would have expected, these showed some very substantial declines. Imports fell by 13.7% in April. That was to the lowest level since 2010. Similar benchmark for the export measure, down by 20% in April. So the markets just look through these numbers. If they are in that ground zero period around April, it is more the recovery that we have spoken about many times that the investors are most focused on keenly. To that end, we also had the weekly measure of unemployment outcomes. This is the number of people claiming unemployment benefits on an ongoing basis. And for the first time, initial claims came in at 1.87 million. It's worth remembering that that has come down substantially from highs in the order of 7 million per week. But continuing claims, this is the one that you really need to look out for. And it was a bit higher than expected, coming in at 21.5 million. So that figure will likely stay elevated for a longer time. That's the sort of thing that we tend to see with unemployment measures. They spike higher aggressively in a short space of time and take a long time to recover. So that is all to be borne in mind when we look at the non-farm payrolls figures later on tonight out of Europe. So on the corporate side of things, quite a bit of interesting news. Costco reported some numbers. They said that their online sales in May were up by 105%. So an organization doing quite well in their delivery of services online. And that's important for them because they compete against some very efficient names in that online delivery space. So Costco shares were a little bit higher. eBay stood out with a 6% gain. They were likewise reporting some flattering numbers. And as a result, they were able to increase their revenue expectations for the full year. Previously, they were slightly negative to being around flat. Now they expect that, that measure to be up by 16%, and they describe very strong activity across all of their categories. But where we saw the biggest improvements were for the leisure-related stocks, but particularly transport in the form of aviation names. So in particular, American Airlines stood out. They spoke about the rapid increase of the expansion of their services between April and May. That measure in percentage terms was up by 71%. And again, you have to qualify that in terms of the massive contraction in activity that they'd seen leading up to April, obviously. But still, the shares moving higher aggressively, up by 40%. Other airlines, United was up 16%, Delta up by 13%. people are even thinking about getting on a cruise ship again, which is interesting in itself. Norwegian cruise lines are up by about 8%. So again, that is very much a corroboration of the enthusiasm that investors will have when they see a bargain, even in a particularly beaten down sector such as leisure and hospitality. Elsewhere today on the as far as looking at the main Dow improvers, it was littered with performances, good performances from the financials. JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs were up in the order of around 2%. Boeing shares were up by 6%, so doing very nicely. On the local front today, we don't have much in the way of news that's going to move the needle one way or the other, but you could reasonably expect a cautious end to the week. As I said, with the market up in the order of around 4%, for the week, investors would probably be just as happy to consolidate on that rather than chancing their arm on anything more ambitious. The Aussie dollar doing a little bit better. It's trading around 69.4 US cents.